We don't mess around on this show, man. When we commit to something, it's on. And we're committed to playing this song every single intro throughout the afternoon.
Just a little sounds of silence, though, maybe once.
It's not going to happen, Noodles.
I got a quick little weegee non-gee for you, if you like.
Yeah. All right.
A lady that was working at the restaurant that served lunch today said she went on a vacay with her guy friend to Miami, and they both have a girlfriend and boyfriend.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
they're in a relationship, but they're friends. One's a girl, one's a guy, and they went away together as friends.
Yeah,
not with their girlfriend.
Well, that's their respective relationships aren't going to last very long.
So you're saying they're friends, and they went to Miami together as friends, allegedly.
Yeah,
but they both are in relationships.
What were the sleeping arrangements?
In the same.
Well, then that's not true. Then something's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
There's more of a backstory.
No, they said it was a pull-out couch, and I was like,
yeah, okay.
Whoa, guy.
We're all adults here. Non-gi. Yeah,
non-gi!
Yeah, that's a non-gi for sure.
Do you go out for lunch or dinner every single day?
I think he does.
I swear you come in here every day and
you're like, yeah, I walked to breakfast. At lunch, this guy said this to me. Like,
I wouldn't be shocked if you didn't have one fork in your whole house.
He's got one utensil. He's got kids, so he's got forks and stuff, but they're not used.
Like you don't bring the kids to IHOP or something like that.
No, I make the kids my daddy's secret sketty.
Which you make sketty?
Craft dinner.
No, it's not. Penne and Classico oregano sauce.
Classico's very good.
From not ragu?
No, you can't go ragu, man. That's Mama June style, man. A little ragu and some
Classico triple cheddar, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's very good. I've had that many times.
It is actually very good.
I'm a big fan. I think it's actually quattro formaggio.
Yeah.
I think it's four cheese.
There is a four cheese.
I think that's a quattro.
I like a penne rosé. I'm all right with that.
We were supposed to catch up with PJ Carlissimo yesterday, and he has spoken openly about this, that for years, he went out for dinner every single night. Like 365 days a year.
Really?
Christmas, he's out for dinner. New Year's, he's out for dinner. That was his thing. I guess he was on the road or he was in the NBA, and he literally went out to dinner every single night.
Well, I have to most of the time because my wife doesn't cook. But
why don't you cook? You could barbecue or something.
I absolutely can cook, and we have a nanny that's really good.
I can do it too. I don't need to sit at home and make dinner for myself.
I don't mind it, though. I don't mind,
Would you? Not? Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
What's so obscure about that?
For yourself?
Yeah.
You know what my go-to was?
What's wrong with that?
You throw a couple chicken breasts in the crock pot. Leave them there all day. You circle back later.
The crock pot's a very underrated move.
Impressive.
Very underrated move. Patrick Patterson will join us here in a moment. The big news this afternoon, it's caused a big stir. I was over at SportsCenter before they were prepping for the 6 p.m. SportsCenter. Lindsay Hamilton is hosting it.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, we're just throwing scripts all over the place here because of the the Mayweather-McGregor news that became official in the previous hour. Like, it's on.
Yeah.
August 26th in Vegas. Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor. I was talking to our buddy Aaron Bronstetter, and Orville's big into boxing and MMA, and he's convinced this will be the biggest pay-per-view buy of all time.
I think so, too. Because it's going to get a casual fan. It's going to pique your interest. And you know how it's going to pique your interest? Because these two donkeys are not going to let it go. Like, he's already trolling Mayweather by posting a picture of his dad.
Floyd Mayweather Sr.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I think it's brilliant. The marketing will be amazing. It'll be interesting to see, though, what the actual fight is going to be like. I can't imagine. McGregor's a hell of an athlete. You can't sleep on him, but this Mayweather is another level.
Mayweather is one of the great tactical boxers of all time. He's undefeated.
Right.
Like, people take runs at him because they don't like him. They don't like him based on his personal life, and there's a lot not to like there, believe me. And some people believe he's dodged fights throughout his career.
Right.
He waited too long to actually fight Pacquiao, but a perfect record is a perfect record.
Right.
And that's what he's got. And what I also think is going to come out of this is Vegas is going to be straight fire that weekend, and this will be the celebrity must be in the building moment of 2017.
You know what's
going to be? You going to Vegas for the Pacquiao or the
Mayweather McGregor fight?
Yeah, guaranteed right now.
Like half of Hollywood will be.
I'm going to go on Expedia and see what hotel rooms are going for that night.
Good question. How much do you think prices will be to get in that building for a weekend in Vegas, staying at the Bellagio or whatever?
Well, I like the Wynn or Encore or
any of them. Pick whatever you want.
Boy, you're talking some major dollars, I think, because we
need connections. We got to get down there and not have to stay in Reno or something, and we need to try to get in the building. But tickets are going to be. We were talking about this last week or earlier in the week. The amount that you would pay to go see a Game 7 Leafs, whoever, in a cup final.
I think
buying tickets for 10, 15, 20 grand, I would think.
You want to stay at the Venetian or the Palazzo? Both of those I've stayed at. Pretty solid.
You know better than I do, buddy.
183 or 190. Not too bad. The Cosmopolitan, which is, I've stayed there. It's going to run down. You're looking at 475 a night. So it's.
We need a connection, man. We need someone.
I've got
who
a
plays,
few connections down there.
We need someone who plays in the NBA to hook us up.
How about an NHL player? Or you're right, any NBA player.
Well, we happen to have an NBA player on the line right now. Do you think we should ask him if we could be a part of his entourage?
That would be unreal.
All right, here's Patrick Patterson. He's in town for an event, but we got to ask you right off the hop. If you're going to the McGregor Mayweather fight August 26th, can we tag along with you?
Right along as you wish. I'm right there ringside, so I'll save a couple open seats for you all to attend with me.
Perfect, man.
That would be amazing.
Is this on your radar? Like, it'll be closing in on camp, but camp won't be officially on. Are you planning on watching that fight?
Oh, I'm planning on being there, without a doubt. If it doesn't fall through, if it keeps going and then the event comes along and the fight actually happens, you know, just a quick trip out and a quick trip right back.
That's the way to do it. Vegas, big fight.
Honestly, fly in the morning and then go to the event, party, and then leave on the red eye or leave in the morning, whatever.
There you go. See, you act like this ain't your first time, like you've done it before.
That's true, yeah. Maybe. Yes. Well, we live vicariously through guys like you who actually do live that lifestyle. Patrick Patterson, he's in town. He's hosting a limited edition pillowcase launch in partnership with Casper and Peace Collective. It's happening right now. I can hear people down there. I mean, what brings you to town? What's this event all about?
Yeah, so just heard about an opportunity to give back to the kids, the Boys and Girls Club. They do so much for the community and particularly for the kids in the community throughout Canada. So just had the opportunity to link up with Casper and Peace Collective. You know, both two big brands that I've always been a fan of. And when I heard about this opportunity, although I was out of town, I was more than willing to come back and be a part of it.
How often do you get involved in situations like this, in charities like this? I'm sure, you know, a guy of your status, you've been in the league for a while, you've been in Toronto as a Raptor for a while, a lot of different people would be reaching out to you, and you're not entitled to, you don't have to do anything, you're not obligated to do anything. Why do you make those decisions to actually give back?
Yeah, it's important to me just because the kids are the future, you know, and they need positive role models, they need places where they can feel comfortable and safe and also have fun, you know, and this is an opportunity to provide all that and for a good cause as well. So no matter if I'm out of town, you know, if I hear a wind of something that's doing all those and it's a solid brand, it's got a solid following and it's doing something positive for the kids in the community like Casper and Peace Collective are for the Boys and Girls Club, then I have to come back and help out and show my face and be a part of it.
With Patrick Patterson, who is still currently a Raptor, but that will not be official for long. I mean, how are you handling this upcoming offseason where you're going to be a free agent?
It's stressful. You know, it's my first time as a free agent, so I'm going to try to, as much as I can, enjoy the process, you know, because I've never been a part of this. But at the same time, you know, Toronto is basically like a second home to me. I've been here for 4 years. Can't believe it flew by that fast, but it's been a great place to be, great fan base, great community, solid bunch of people that I've met, and I've just had fun. You know, I've been happy here, so it's going to be a tough process to endure, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
You said it was stressful for you. I know when I became a free agent in hockey, I was always all over my agent, calling him constantly, looking for updates. Is that what you're thinking, or are you just going to let him do his work and sit back and find out what type of offers come your way?
We've definitely had the conversation, so I definitely trust him. I assume he will get hit up by teams. You know, he'll definitely, and I'll keep me in the loop. I'll be there calling him as much as possible, probably text messages every other day, just seeing new changes and updates and what's going on in our world. But I'm definitely going to be hitting up his phone, you know, all hours of the night. He could be sleeping, and he gets a phone call from me out of nowhere just asking about what's going on. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, blowing up his phone.
I've heard a lot of athletes complain about the response time of their agent. What's yours like? You shoot him a text, how long does it take for him to get back to you?
His phone is literally attached to his hip. So as soon as he feels the vibration, you know, he hits me back. So, yeah, he's a guy who hits me up, you know, when I'm sleeping. He's blowing me up when I'm busy trying to get in touch with me. So he's definitely an agent who's on his P's and Q's.
Yeah, that would have to be a high priority for me, man. I would be so needy as an athlete and as a client.
We've talked about the power agents. It's great for the guys that are making big money, but there's a lot of guys in the minors and stuff that get a hard time getting a phone call back.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. With Patrick Patterson of the Raptors, he's in town again for an event. Tonight, he'll be hosting a limited edition pillowcase launch in partnership with Casper and Peace Collective. Proceeds benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Canada. We were talking about going to Vegas for the fight a few minutes ago, but in Vegas, the odds have already been placed for who's going to win the NBA title next year. And to no one's surprise, the Golden State Warriors are massive favorites, like the biggest favorites in American pro sports history. How shocked would you be if Golden State didn't win again next year?
I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't make it back to the finals. As far as winning it, it's definitely one of the most difficult tasks to accomplish is repeating a back-to-back. It's been done before, but only a handful of times. So I'd be shocked and surprised if they weren't back in the finals, but to say to win the finals again, that's a whole nother animal.
Kevin Durant took some heat for leaving Oklahoma City and joining that team, but now that he's won a title, won the MVP in the finals, how has your opinion of KD changed maybe over the past 12 months?
Honestly, I had no problem with him leaving and going and joining forces in Golden State. You know, as a competitor, your job is to win. You know, and you want to be in the best situation that you can put yourself in. And he had an opportunity to go play for Golden State, so why not? You know, in his eyes, he saw that was the best opportunity to contend and win to win a championship, and he accomplished that. So I have no problem with that. KD is hands down one of the greatest players ever played a game in my eyes, and I'm proud of him, and I'm happy for him.
Well, LeBron did the same thing a number of years ago, and obviously it worked out for him. But it's amazing. We talk about LeBron all the time on this show, and I'm a huge LeBron supporter. The three of us are big supporters. But it's amazing the amount of heat he takes from certain media members and even certain fans. How about the players, the NBA community, the players on all 30 teams? What kind of reputation does LeBron have league-wide via the players?
With us, he has our utmost respect. I feel like in every sports world, there has to be some type of villain. And I feel like they tried to make LeBron into that person, that character. But to us, you know, he's a brother. He's a valuable asset to the NBA. He's a tremendous individual, a great father, a great man, an amazing basketball player. So to us, he's nothing but those things. And we have the biggest respect for him. We have no bad blood towards him. And he's just an unbelievable talent. You know, you can't help but to be in awe every single time he steps out on that court.
He is Patrick Patterson. He's hosting a limited edition pillowcase launch in partnership with Casper and Peace Collective tonight at 7 p.m. And the pillowcase will officially launch on June 15th in stores and online.
And we will see you in Vegas, sir.
All right, now.
Make sure you pencil us in, all right?
I will do that.
All right, man. Enjoy your time in Toronto tonight.
Thank you all.
There's Patrick Patterson. Again, proceeds benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Canada. I think that's our only way in. We've got to attach ourselves to an entourage.
Absolutely.
Someone who's actually got pull and has money and has celebrity status, because the three of us are not getting in our own.
I don't know about you, and I know me and him could get some contacts to get some seats for that.
Who would be your first call?
I would have to go through my L.A. people.
Yeah, I've got a buddy in L.A. who was...
You just go through your contacts, the most famous people down. You go one by one. Any ins for that? Very simple.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anybody.
We know.
I'm not bringing anything to the table.
I've got two buddies. One is a promoter in Vegas, and the other one is in Vegas about 50 times a year entertaining. And he was a, he's got a few dollars behind him, so he.
The one thing is, though, like, what's a ticket worth?
A fortune, man. Do you
I'm not paying 5 G's to go watch.
I went to UFC 100.
I'd pay $1,000. Would you?
Maybe. I'm looking for comp tickets.
I went to UFC 100.
Let's get in free.
And I'd never been to UFC before. We flew to Vegas. We happened to be there. I was with a couple guys. I will admit, Jerome McGinley was with us.
I know who I'd call. My friend is married to the owner of Bellagio. That's who I would call first.
There you go. See, and we went, we got 9 tickets. 4 ringside. Those tickets were going for like $40,000 a pop. And Tito Ortiz took care of us because he's a hockey fan. I sat up in the rafters because I'd never been to a UFC event before. Jerome had to sit down near the ring or in front because
kind of like celebrity status.
They wanted him there. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was unreal.
But that's the thing. It's going to be like that times infinity for this fight.
Exactly.
And you got to remember
guys like Brady will be flying in for
like
this.
Brady, he won't be there because camps will be on. I'm not sure Brady will actually be there, but if he's available to be there, he'll be there. But you got to remember, too, you're talking about the highest rollers on earth.
Dude, it's the like, who's who that's going to be there.
But even like celebrities are one thing. They'll get their hands on tickets
right.
And they'll
Dr.
bother
Dre's
people.
Dr. Dre's going to be there.
But we're talking like Japanese businessman who's worth $3 billion.
Yeah.
Who will be like, yeah, I'll give you $250,000 for a seat.
Yeah,
like that's right. What you're going to be talking about here is people are going to be flying in from all over the world for this fight.
Princes.
It wouldn't
like
shock
Dubai
me at all,
or something
man.
Like that. Yeah,
it's going to be
right.
Hyped up as like the biggest biggest sporting moment of 2017, potentially.
Well, we got a room.
Okay, we got a room. We can get to Vegas somehow.
I believe I can get us in the building. I believe I can.
I have faith in you as well, Noodles.
Like, I've got a buddy. I know a guy.
We got a guy. Who's swimming on the ice like a Zamboni.
Apparently, that guy is going to be coming up soon, right?
Do you think Brian McCabe could get access to tickets in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
With his new teeth? Absolutely.
Good-looking guy. Been around the league for a while. Now he's got an established title in the NHL, director of player personnel in Florida.
He's moving and shaking. He's making his way up the ladder.
Yeah. You think Austin Matthews will be in Vegas that night?
I don't know.
It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
He's got that kind of pull.
Quick little jump over from Arizona.
That's like a 30-minute flight.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? Unless he's back here skating and training. Training camp is what this year? September 11th?
Yeah, it'll be.
He'll probably be in Toronto by then.
He will be. They'll be up here by mid-August.
But
I don't think he would cause a stir.
It wouldn't.
I would think an NHL player will be there. There will be at least one NHL player. There will be many NBA players.
Dude, what do you mean there won't be an NHL player? Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, maybe that's what ends up happening. It's all of a sudden a guy gets claimed, and he's a part of the team, and he says, throw in a pair of tickets to the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Well, that's going to be one of the cool things about being a member of that hockey team. You're going to get to go to stuff like
You're
that.
You're going to be hanging out with some big guys.
Yeah, hey, can you wheel some tickets for this? Because they're going to have all the contacts, all the connections.
Neil Diamond tickets. Maybe David Copperfield.
Maybe Art Garfunkel on the strip.
Exactly.
Garfunkel. All right, Brian McCabe will join us in about 15 minutes.
What
Got a new
nickname?
Title down in Florida.
What was your nickname for
Ugly Face?
I thought that was Tucker.
Or Ass Face.
I'm kind of surprised. Like, now that he's got this new title, he's the director of player personnel.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he'd maybe be too big for us now.
No, he wants to call in.
Like, I'm
Dude,
a bit.
He's, that title?
What,
you director gonna, of player personnel is a big league
that's
move?
A, that's
is
a big title.
It is a big title.
I put some
say
top
that.
Three or four in the organization in
it
the
is,
pecking order. He's got, I bet you he's got like a business card.
Oh, he'll be the pro. The thing is, he's going to be in on every meeting of that. Like, he's going to know where the bodies are buried.
Well, should we ask him if he has a business card?
Yeah, we'll ask him.
All right, Brian McCabe will join us in about 10 minutes. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street and says,
enough.
Why am I short of attention? This is it? Short little span of attention
and warm my night. This is it.
I can't tell you how uncomfortable I feel right now.
Right.
Like, I usually don't mind that we're on TV, but there's a part of me, like the old radio guy, that's like, nah, we could do the dark kind of dungeon-type studio and
right.
be more relaxed in here. But I've become used to it. We've been doing it for years. But I went golfing today, and I'm an idiot because I didn't put it on any spray or lotion.
You look like
anything.
An idiot.
I am. My arms are so burned.
Yeah,
my face is burned.
I told you.
I just,
that.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
You look like John Candy from Summer Rental, a thinner John Candy.
Right.
Like just red face, red arms.
My arms are like stupid burnt.
A week from now, you're going to be peeling.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. It'll get worse. It'll get a lot worse. Mayweather McGregor is on August 26th. Someone texting in a quick Weegee Nongi.
Yeah.
Boys, my wedding day is that night, August 26th. Do I buy the pay-per-view, make sure it's on at the wedding?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a Weegee.
Weegee.
Sure.
You know who's going to say Nongi to that?
His wife?
Yeah.
No.
Mrs. Texter.
Females, everybody is going to be into that. You have to put that on for the wedding if you care about your guests.
It's not going to happen. I'm telling you. It's not. I guarantee you, his wife.
Well, if
won't
it doesn't happen, he's 37 under at the No Balls Open.
I'm telling you right now, he'll have it on, but he's going to have to put up with some static.
How irrelevant your wedding would become if you actually had that fight on. Like, let's say you bought a band and the band is playing, you can call me out.
You don't interrupt the speeches for it, but it's going to be later in the night. You just say, hey.
But that's the problem. It's later in the night. You're on the dance floor. You got a little Neil Diamond going.
Well, that would be kind of bad. It could go south if, like, the girls are throwing the flowers and then this, like, here comes the fight. And you know how dumb guys are. They just drift away from everything and just go right to the fight.
Well, I mean, it's a hypothetical that's been brought up a lot in this city. Like, if the Leafs were ever playing Game 7 of the Cup Final the night you were getting married.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What would Joe from the Bridge
change
do?
Your wedding date.
Joe from the Bridge, he would probably...
Him and Baby Doll?
Yeah, him and Baby... I think Baby Doll would understand. They would have it on at the wedding.
She's a big Leaf fan. But that's during dinner, speeches... Cocktail hours.
Joe from the Bridge and Baby Doll would move everything around for the game. Early wedding, Leaf game, and then partying.
Yeah, no speeches. Speeches are they're waste
garbage.
Of time at a wedding.
They're tough, man. I hear you, man.
I like when it's just back in grade 12. You know, we got drunk and missed school the next day.
And you're like, you remember that? And it's only an inside joke.
Yeah,
and everyone else
like,
is saying
everyone's
that.
Like, non-gi.
And then there's grandparents that have no idea what's going on.
Well, everyone knows it's coming. You go to a wedding, you know speeches are coming. There's nothing you can do about it. But you're right.
As long as you're not Costanza, swear in the speech or act up, get the gate. You get the hook from a speech at a wedding?
Getting the hook, man.
Well, your dad got one.
He didn't get the hook, but he should have gotten the hook in retrospect. Like, that was at my older sister's wedding. And
I still think that.
It was just a shocking speech. There's no dancing around it. It was
Do you
one
have video
of
video evidence of it?
I don't believe there was a videographer
Man,
there.
That
I don't think
else.
We have tape of it. But
I love Billy.
Some of his jokes would have been, like, off the strip in Vegas.
He's Don Rickles?
Even Donnie would have been like, ooh. I don't know about that one.
It
was a legendary speech.
That's all right.
I enjoyed every second of
you
it.
You were loving it.
I loved it. And the crowd, for the most part, loved it too, I think.
Were there
That's
a couple
all
like, ooh.
There were a couple of like...
Like burn. Like,
oh, that one was not expected.
I've never been more uncomfortable in my life than when someone tells a bad joke at a function like that.
Like an offside joke or a joke that's
both.
Not funny?
Just both.
I was the MC of
You get those once. All the time, man. Jokes that aren't funny, it happens.
I was the MC of the wedding, and my best buddy wrote the speech for me. It was tough. He wrote a joke in there, and I read it out.
What do you mean he wrote the speech for you?
I was fine writing my own speech, but he's like, hey, I've got a couple like zingers in there. Add them into your speech. So he revamped my speech.
I
read it out.
For you. Don't get married.
Well, that could help the situation, but... Boy, there was one in there that was...
Bring an ugly face.
South.
You can't allow that to happen. You had to step in and say, sorry, man.
I took a bullet for the team.
We've got the new director of player personnel.
Ooh, we got a guy.
Florida Panthers. We got a guy here. I'm kind of shocked he's still doing the show. I thought he might blow us off here.
We got a guy who's got a big time job.
Yeah, we do. Here's Brian McKay.
You guys
Brian.
Are ruining our mojo, though. How are we going to do our once a year comedy show at the draft if we're going on a couple days before?
I know it's true.
Well, we're going to have you back on. Don't worry.
Yeah, but he's going to be in the middle of things now, like making trades and making things happen. And he's not going to be on the outside and come and hang with us three dummies.
So before we get to your actual...
I always got time for you three clowns.
Before we get to your new job, like you getting a raise, like any new surgeries planned or what? You all good?
Next on the list would be the hair replacement for sure. But we'll get to that after the summer's over.
Propecia, the league should still cover it, shouldn't it?
Hey, I don't know if the insurance covers that anymore. I think Jose Theodore ruined that for all of us. He was just popping those things like 4 a day.
That's a great claim, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Just what happened? He said he was going through what?
Who?
Propecia. Theodore? Yeah. Theodore. He was supposed to go to the Olympics. It was Olympics, and he tested positive for propecia, or for banned substance.
Mm-hmm. The guy's, his hair was spectacular.
Luscious.
He still got, it must have worked, because he still got spectacular hair.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's kind of like a troll job. Like, what did he have to do?
Well, I think you have to stay on it for your lifetime. Like, you got to continue to chip away, or else you'll end up like I Afraidy one day if you stop the pills.
Caber, who was the worst skullet you ever played with?
The worst what?
Skullet.
Oh, hair? Oh.
Like I Afraidy type skullet.
I hate to throw guys out of the bus, but I told my friends, if I ever get sawdust like Robbie Zomner used to have back in the day, I said, just be a good friend, call me up, and tell me to shave my head. I'm getting really close to that, too, so I hope you guys are a good enough friends to tell me at the draft just to call or quits and shave my head.
No, but we won't say a word.
No, that's the better part.
That's the way we work.
I know. You can't let your friend have the bacon strips up top and nothing helping it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I got Patch Adams, and my kids say I have a monkey bum now that I can't see or pretend not to see. So, it's not pretty there right now.
So you're committing to actually joining us again at the draft? We thought maybe with the new title, like you might be too busy or something in Chicago.
Oh, come on. We got to give the people something to talk about, right? We got to do our once-a-year comedy act and have everyone rolling on the floor, dying laughing. I look forward to that every year.
All right, perfect, man.
We got to talk about his own goal. It made the SportsCenter top 10 list again the other night.
The one in Buffalo?
Yeah. Love it. How many times a year do they run that? Like, do I actually make that list? Like, how many different titles do they put in there? Like, obviously own goal, but whatever. Biggest buffoon or what? Like,
it makes every category, man. Like, things gone wrong. Just
embarrassing
moments. Alka-Seltzer upset stomach of the night.
Right. They come up with creative ways to get that into a top 10. I'd say every, like, week and a half to 2 weeks.
It never goes away. It never goes away. It's unbelievable.
Well, tell us about this new gig. I mean, where is this going to take you in terms of like what you're doing on the day-to-day, the director of player personnel with Florida?
I think I'm still going to have a lot of involvement with our prospects and our farm team, which I really love doing. I've been fortunate enough to do it for the last 5 years, and I absolutely love doing it, working with these kids and watching them grow and make the team. But I just think I'll have a little more role with what goes on with the NHL club and a little more say in day-to-day operations and, hopefully putting a team together that can make the playoffs and compete for the Stanley Cup.
How frustrating, I don't know if maybe you won't use that word, but this Vegas expansion, it seems to be throwing a curveball into everyone's plans this summer. I mean, is it something that is frustrating to deal with, or do you just accept that this is the way the world works now?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's actually going to be pretty exciting because trade deadline over the past few years has gotten pretty quiet. So I think this expansion thing might actually give you guys something to talk about and write about for a while. I think there could be a lot of side deals going on and stuff. So it's going to be fun. We're actually going in like Friday. We got our amateur meetings and expansion meetings. So we're actually in Chicago for a week prepping for this thing. And it should be fun to be around and just see what all the side deals and all the talk is leading up to the expansion draft.
So prepping a week early, huh?
Tough city to prep in, too, right?
Yeah, just...
Well, you got a lot of buddies there, don't you?
I lived there for 5 years. Good town. Only made it through one hockey season there before they shipped me out. But Yeah, it's a great town. My favorite city. A lot of good people there.
Yeah, I think Chicago's going to put on a pretty good show next weekend.
We'll be down there for the deep dish. That's what we're talking about right now.
What's the best deep dish spot?
Lou Malnati's.
Really?
Yeah, you only get about two slices down before you feel like blowing chunks. It's so filling. But it's damn good for sure.
Like Chicago deep dish. You've never had it, right?
No, I haven't.
It's like lasagna.
I had it late night after Stanley's one night on a Sunday night. We karaoke'd and it was a pretty good time. But yeah, one slice that you don't need to eat till dinner
the
next day.
It's so filling. It's so filling, but it's so good, man.
And yeah, noodles on that Stanley's note there. I got to give a shout out. I don't know if you know or not, but Donnie Cruz, the owner there, passed away last month.
Oh, really?
So we got to give him a shout out. It was the biggest hockey bar in Chicago. I went up for the funeral and stuff, so we got to give him a shout out. That place will never be the same without him. I know everyone probably who played in the league had a couple good nights in that spot.
Absolutely.
Pretty incredible what's happened in Chicago. It's a great town anyway. It's a great sports town, but the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
I was down there a few years ago, and I was at Wrigley talking to a vendor. The guy was saying the hottest ticket in town, the toughest ticket to get is Blackhawks tickets. And
no,
wasn't the case when you were playing there, I would think.
God, no. I was there in the doldrums, like the half full building. I missed the whole boat there and that whole atmosphere. Yeah, it's sad. Obviously it's a special sports town.
With Brian McCabe, again, he's got a new role with the Florida Panthers, Director of Player Personnel.
I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to Boogie. What's your thoughts down there and the excitement level of him coming in as the head coach?
I actually spoke to Boogie today. Yeah, I'm really excited. He's really excited. You know, I think it's the best thing for our group. We got a young and up-and-coming coach coming in there, and we got a really young locker room, obviously, and I think it's going to be exceptional for everyone involved. He's extremely excited with the group we have there moving forward, and, you know, we want to put last year behind us, and I think we got the tools to do that in a hurry. You know, I don't think we're in a rebuild program or anything like that. I think we're just going to write last year off, get back on the horse with Boogie manning the ship, and hopefully get this thing going in the right direction again in a hurry.
Well, it does seem like some people forget where Florida was just 2 years ago. Well, guys were that young,
so
up-and-coming team.
So many injuries, though, last year. People forget they were really banged up at the start of the year, and it was tough to recover.
Yeah, when you miss three of your top six forwards for the bulk of the first third of the season, it's tough to recover, you know. Huberto with his ankle, Barkov with his back and stuff, and then Bukestad was out for lengthy periods. It's tough to rebound from that. And obviously with the a lot of movement in the organization, too. That doesn't help. You know, hockey players are all about routine and stability and creatures of habit. So I think that played a big factor into what went on last year. And like I said, I'm really excited to work with him. He's a good, hard-nosed guy who's got a great track record in winning. And, he's been in San Jose, and Pete DeBoer speaks high of him, who I had as a coach and, think very highly of. So I think we're very lucky to have Boogie going forward.
It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. It'll be awesome to get down to Chicago. Like you said, you'll be down there with Florida, and we'll be bugging you when we're on the draft floor. We got to get you back on the show, man, and we always love having you on. Thank you for doing this, and we'll see you next week.
Anytime, guys. Look forward to it. What day does the circus roll into town? What day are you guys getting there?
Next Thursday.
All right. I'll be ready and waiting, fellas. Travel safe, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, buddy. We'll see you there.
See you, Caber.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Brian McCabe, Director of Player Personnel. Makes
fan
a good
of
point.
The show.
He's a friend of the show, fan of the show. He's the man, and last year we had him on at the draft in Buffalo, and it was legendary.
Yeah, we had some fun.
And we can't wait to have him on. We'll have him on again.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can come on whenever he wants.
He has any time. He can call us up, or we can call him. Make it happen.
Open door for Brian McCabe.
Absolutely.
So we'll get him on live from Chicago probably next Thursday, maybe Friday. We're there for both days.
It'll be fun. We're going to have two good shows.
Very good shows.
Strong shows.
Lots of material.
Yeah.
Chicago-style pizza. Maybe some Chicago popcorn.
Oh, for sure.
Burley jersey.
Yes. Mark Burley.
You're not staying, though, are you?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he's getting his jersey retired on the Saturday.
Yeah. No, I can't either. I better get back.
Noodles has got more things going on than I do, but let me see what I can do.
See if you can move some things around.
I'll see if I can move some things around. All right?
It's with the My Pillows.
Right. Well, you guys got hooked up.
Got hooked up.
Your pillows are in town. They're
looking
in the studio
right
now.
Tonight. I didn't have a great sleep last night. See how it goes tonight.
The MyPillow will change your life. I'm telling you. All right, Jay's back in action tonight. We'll look back on what's going on with Marco Estrada. Ever since we compared him to Ed Harris.
Yeah, I know.
Or ever since for Major League.
We've got to find a way to compare him to somebody else, and I think he'll break out.
Okay, we need that. He needs to break out. And Francisco Liriano on the mound tonight against Tampa, wrapping up a two-game series. The Jays, they got to get back on track. Now they're two games under 500, so they're chasing it again. We'll tee that up. We'll get to our best bets next. I can call you Betty. It's amazing what can happen over the course of 24 hours.
I don't want to hear it ever again.
I really hate this song now.
I told you, if you put Sounds of Silence on there, like Art Garfunkel has the voice of an angel, it'll soothe you.
All right, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Every intro.
No, hello, not the darkness, same song.
My old friend. Yeah, I can't listen to the same song all day. We've been playing this song as the
every
intro.
Single intro.
Every intro.
Well, we had the Buffalo Bill song every intro.
That's different, though. Goodbye Horses. They're both great tracks in their own way.
Exactly.
The Penguins had their parade today. It sounds like Phil just kind of owns things down there. Do you see the picture of Phil with Andrew McCutchen at the Pirates game last night? And everyone's wondering what's in his pockets?
Yeah, his pockets are rammed full.
What do you have in there?
My favorite tweet was, his pockets look like O-Dog's trunk.
It's like he had some hoagies or something stuffed in there.
That hot dog story, man, it's had some life.
But you know what? When you're going down to the game, it probably was one of the T-shirts he was given.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have it on, so he stuffed it in his pocket.
I don't know, but both pockets were jammed full of something. Either way, this guy's won back-to-back cups.
I was going to say, maybe it's two rings in there. Yeah. The guy's two-time cup winner, Phil
Kessel.
You can't
hear anybody. His rings are plugging his ears.
He could go the Patrick
You think
Patrick
he's coming
wall.
Back with the cup?
To Toronto?
I would say automatic.
I don't know.
I think he... I don't know. He did that last year. I'm not sure he will again.
I would say yes. Yes, guy. Wiggy.
That's got to be a Jerry's percentage.
All right, maybe next week. Will Phil bring the cup back to Toronto? He's here. He's got a connection to the city still. He still loves it up here. And
well, either way.
I don't consider it a troll job or anything. He brought it to Sick Kids, I think.
Exactly. And he kept it private. He didn't open it to the media. He didn't need a media tour about it. The only media tour was about it as PK crashed the party.
You think PK will show up again? I don't think PK will do that again. If Phil throws a party in Toronto, I don't think PK will show up because he was the guy in the cup final who lost.
Exactly. He had to hear Gary Bettman say, Sidney Crosby, come get the cup. That's tough.
Do you think PK had a good final?
No.
No. I think he...
I just didn't think he was as effective as he could be.
I thought he left something to be desired.
Yeah, I wanted a little bit more from him, but... What you see is what you get with him, but there was a lot of... Problem is we're all talking about the Listerine thing instead of talking about him producing, which, well, you know...
He brought that upon himself.
I know
created
that.
The whole Listerine thing was just a big PK Subban creation.
I know that, but I'm just saying that that's, you know, that's what people focused on other than the fact that, you know, maybe he wasn't at his best. And that whole team, it's not just on PK. They didn't score a goal in the last two games. That's, you know, that's not on PK Subban. He's one of 20.
That's not going to cut it.
No.
Don't forget, this Father's Day, give the old man what he really wants, and that, of course, would be pizza. Win Dad a $100 two-for-one pizza gift card every day this week on Overdrive. Details are up on the website, tsn1050.ca. We'll circle back on what we asked yesterday. The phone lines are open, 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. First caller in to name a famous sports father-son duo. Picking up a $100 gift card, courtesy of 2-for-1 Pizza, ahead of Father's Day.
Interesting.
Yes, I think that's the way to go. Time now quickly for our best bets. Brought to you by Proline. I'm on the Jays tonight, and they need a bounce back.
Need a win.
Liriano has been a bit of a gas can this year, very unpredictable arm. Tampa's a good team. Like, no one talks about them. Yeah. They're three games over 500. The Jays, you know, we focus on them tracking the Yankees and the Red Sox, and can you find a way to win the division, which I'm not sure is going to happen because the Yankees aren't slowing down.
Right.
But How about trying to pass Baltimore and Tampa before we even get to a point where we're talking exactly. about passing Boston and the Yankees?
Get into a groove. Get some wins. Like, they're still, I mean, they're banged up. This is a group that's banged up.
Ezekiel Carrera now on the DL. Like, that, the left field has been awful anyway. Like, just combined, anyone that plays out there just has not been able to supply them with much production. Right. But it was supposed to be essentially a platoon between Pierce and Carrera throughout the year. And Pierce is on the DL, and now Carrera's on the DL. Yeah. Fractured foot. Like, it never stops with this team.
No, it's not good.
Just all the time. Every couple of days, there's someone else that's going on the DL. And the problem is, like, when the arms aren't there, the bats aren't picking them up. When the bats aren't there, the arms aren't picking them up.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened with Marco Estrada the past few outings. Mm-hmm. He hasn't pitched well. He's been giving up way too many hits, way too many runs. He gave up 12 hits on 3 1/3 last night. But they weren't scoring runs for him anyway.
Right.
You know, right. If you're not going to score him runs, it's almost irrelevant what he's going to do. So I'm on the Jays tonight, Liriano bouncing back, and I'm under the number in the Cubs-Mets game. Throw down $20, and you can score 54. You can find my picks on Twitter, at TSN1050Radio, and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. We got time for the three stars?
Overdrive, three stars of the day.
I'm going to go a couple gentlemen, DL3. And Brian McCabe.
Yeah, those are two massive guests.
We had a great time. Davis Love III, and yeah. Brian McCabe is one of our all-time favorites.
Patrick Patterson. He deserves a star.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Steph. She was an anti-star yesterday, wasn't she?
Steph was outstanding today. Steph hooked it all up. She was on the ball.
For the most part.
You know what we got to try to do is get Tucker and McCabe in studio.
That would be good.
Because they're boys and friends of the show. Maybe we could try to work that out.
What's Tucker's nickname?
Tux.
That's what it is? Tuxie?
Yeah.
First star for me, Don Matthews, who passed away today. Yeah. CFL legend, CFL Hall of Famer. Used to be your boss, effectively, in Edmonton when you were the towel boy.
A couple weeks a year, yeah, when I helped out at training camp.
Yeah. It was a tough day again for the CFL family. 77 years old, passing away. One of the all-time great coaches.
Absolutely.
So certainly the first star. We're out of here. Enjoy your evenings. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.